It's time for the Monday edition of the AACA Museum Racing Report with me, the wise guy, being brought to you today by Elizabeth Arden, also by NASCAR, and by the Antique Automobile Museum of Hershey. This week, it's the Model T Centennial event from 8 till 4 every day, only $5 for admission. Lots of things to see and do when you go to the Antique Auto Museum at Hershey, located just off Route 39 in Hershey Park. For more information, go to their website at aacamuseum.org. This past weekend in racing in our area, everything pretty well washed out. The Kevin Gobrett Memorial has been rescheduled for this coming weekend at Trailway, and they are still trying to figure out a schedule where we can have the National Open at Williams Grove Speedway this season. In Tennessee at the Mid-South Nationals NHRA competition was Tony Schumacher winning over Doug Herbert. Funny Car went to Tim Wilkinson over Ashley Force. Pro Stock winner was Mike Edwards over Jason Lyne. And it was Craig Tremble winning in the Pro Stock Motorcycle over Eddie Krawick. In Formula One racing, the Japanese Grand Prix, Fernando Alonso and his Renault took the win over Nico Rosberg, Lewis Hamilton, Timo Glock, and Sebastian Vettel. In Sprint Cup racing at the Kansas Speedway, Jimmy Johnson held on to take the win as Carl Edwards tried on the outside on the last lap, running into the wall, but nonetheless, he gave it everything he had. Carl Edwards finishing in the second spot over Greg Biffle, Jeff Gordon, and Matt Kenseth. Point standings, Johnson is the leader. Edwards is in second. Greg Biffle, Jeff Burton, and Kevin Harvick, your top five in the chase. And a nationwide series, it's Denny Hamlin taking the win at Kansas over Clint Bowyer, David Reagan, Carl Edwards, and Matt Kenseth. In the point standings, Clint Bowyer has the lead over Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski, Mike Bliss, and David Reagan. That's a quick look at racing. Until next time, this has been Racing with the Wise Guy. Next time I see you, I hope it's at the track.